So, a lot's been said about what should be done to pave the way for the return of the Saviour, sometimes similar and sometimes differing points of view. But are we walking towards a path of destruction and despair that marks the coming of the Messiah? Or mankind overcome to a time of peace and stability itself, and that will be what instigates the coming of the Mahdi?
اگر ما منجی واقعی را منجی الهی و آسمانی را بشناسیم و با او پیوند لازم را در سه حوزه معرفت انتظار و دعا پیدا بکنیم زمینه های ظهور فراهم می شود به تعبیر دیگه در ناحیه قلب فاعل که خداوند متعال هست مشکل نیست مشکل در ناحیه قابل است که باید از قابلیت های لازم از ظرفیت و بلوغ اجتماعی لازم برخوردار شود.
This idea, which focuses on the people, is one that's shared with Zoroastrianism. In fact, they believe that it's completely up to the people, that unless the people truly want the Sosyans, he will not prevail.
Sosyans, as دید ما, این نیستش که اون قرار ظهور بکنه و جهان رو پر از نیکی بکنه. بلکه ما هستیم که با در پیش گرفتن خوی و صفت سوشیانس جهان رو به سمت نیکی ها میبریم و اینجاست که میگن سوشیانس ظهور پیدا نمی کنه بلکه سوشیانس جلوه پیدا میکنه و مهمترین دلیلش هم اینه که ابزار سوشیانس اندیشه است ابزار سوشیانس آموزشه
One fundamental part of preparing for the coming of the Mahdi is prayer. In Iran, there's one particular mosque that's become especially established as a place of prayer for the coming of Mahdi. Jamkaran Mosque is on the outskirts of the holy city of Qom, and every Tuesday evening, tens of thousands of worshippers gather to pray and even drop a note to the imam in a well at the site, asking for a solution to their problems. And what about those who don't believe in the coming of a saviour? A saviour that's often portrayed in a negative light, one that comes and starts war, who destroys all who don't follow his path, a deadly, dangerous image.
I think a lot of people have the wrong misconception that Imam al-Mahdi will come and he will go around killing people, he will go around having wars, he will go around forcing people to become Muslims. In my view, he cannot do that. Because he has to follow the Quran like everybody else. The Quran says do not wage wars. The Quran says do not force people to become Muslims. What he will do, he will not create wars, he will stop wars. In other words, he will put an end to injustice and oppression and establish justice and equality.
After the appearance of Mahdi, all things will be conducive. The people who want to do a worship, there will be a lot of infrastructure for worship. People who want to be just with others, they will have a lot of opportunities to learn what is justice. Presently, it is non-existent. Presently, you read and write and study and discuss a lot of things in the universities. But if you interview millions of students in the universities and ask them what is justice, they are not able to truly define justice.
In our path to find out the role of Mahdism in different world religions, we've been struck by the fundamental similarities behind seemingly different exteriors. Yes, he might be called the Messiah, the Saviour or the Mahdi, Jesus Christ or Sosyans, but more important than that is what all people of these different faiths agree upon. There will be a saviour that will bring a better day, who will end hunger and poverty, sickness and disease. He will rule with a just hand for all good people, a time of peace and fairness.